Okay, back at it with Mythbuster number 24. Today we'll discuss, is it necessary to have two gabbais, multiple people sitting on either side of the bima during Kriyas HaTorah? Disclaimer, nobody here is questioning the role of multiple gabbais or gabbais at all in general. Certainly in our show, we're lucky to have from, you know, the 630 minion all the way to the big show, many gabbayim who are very dedicated and keep the shul running smoothly, the minyanim running smoothly. In fact, at the end of the piece of the Mishnah Berurah goes on a whole tangent just saying how important the gabbais are, how hard of a job it is, how everybody just needs to relax and be down lekav zechus and assume that the decisions, don't just assume the decisions they're making are to shtach you, they're to, for the betterment of the tzibor, and people have calculations and all that. So we're not talking about the overall role of a gabbai. We're talking about the context of Kriyas HaTorah, how many people are necessary up at the bima. Do we need that in addition to the Baal Kori, the Ola? And the gabbai, is it really true that we need a fourth person on the other side? You know, we've all been to those small Shabbos Mincha minyans and say, oh, come up, we need you on the other side. Really, do we? Where does that halacha come from? Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph of Katan to Zion says that the minhagis have three people, count it, three, up at the bima during Kriyas HaTorah. All right, and in case, I don't see how you would be, but you were, gabbais were a little bit slighted by even the suggestion and the question here. Pay attention to this, because this is a great honor, about to, the greatest honor to be bestowed upon you. So, the first reason, he gives two reasons why we need three people up there. The first is from the Levush. He says we're trying to model Matan Torah. We're trying to model Matan Torah, and that is the gabbai is in Kaviyachal B'makom Hashem Yisparach. There it is. That the gabbai is in place of Hashem. Shehu mitzave likros l'chol mishiyirta. That he is commanding everybody, anybody who wants, to call up and read from the Torah. So he's basically playing the role of God. He's running the show. That's the gabbai. Then we have the Baal Kori himself, who's like the sarsor. He's a middleman like Moshe Rabbeinu, who actually read from the Torah and taught us the Torah. Hashem didn't teach us the Torah directly. He, you know, controlled things, and Moshe taught us the Torah, so that's about Kore. And finally, you have the Ola, who's in place of Klal Yisrael. That's why the Ola is up there. So we have three people that we need up there. Then he quotes Masechet Sofer, which says the whole thing is just connected the Avos. Three people connected the Avos. Okay. But either way you slice it, the Mishnah Berurah says you only need three. So we would really only need the Baal Kore, the Ola, and the one Gabbai to be up there during Kriyas HaTorah. So where does the minhag, a very common minhag of having this gabbai sheni standing up there during Kriyas HaTorah, again, even if it's like a small minion, oh, we need someone on the other side, where does that come from? So it's not quoted at all directly in the postgame. It's not binding. It's not ma'akev. It's not absolutely necessary. But I think it could be for a few reasons. First of all, just practically, it could help everything run smoother. And people like, nobody's going to complain about a well-run minion, a well-run Kriyas HaTorah with less downtime, so there's no issue to have more people out there, so have another person up there to help run everything smoothly. That's just practically. Additionally, the Yaivitz, Rav Yaakov Emden, points out you could have cases where, let's say, the Baal Kore gets Kohen. So now the Ola and the Baal Kore and the Ola are one person. You have the Gabbai, it's a total of two people. You need three people. So to always have a second Gabbai up there, just in case you get into that scenario. And I think the most likely reason quoted by the Piskei Truvos is that there's a machlokas where everybody should stand, where the gabbai should stand. You know, is the gabbai, the Rav Yaakov Emden again, and the Kaf HaChaim, so the gabbai is supposed to be on the left of the Baal Kore, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Ksos HaShulchan, say the gabbai is supposed to be on the right of the Baal Kore, that's what we do. All depends on how you view this replaying of Matan Torah. Does it make sense to have, you know, Hashem to Moshe to Bnei Yisrael, or should it be like Bnei Yisrael in the middle, in between Hashem and Moshe? Whatever it is, it's a machlokas where everybody should stand. So to be yotzig, all the opinions, we have two gabbai stand up there, one on the right and one on the left. Bottom line, it seems like, again, the Ikra Din, we really go for three. Again, it should be noted that obviously nowadays with the whole spectrum in America, from people davening biyachidus all the way to shuls being open and different minhagim with Kriyas HaTorah going on right now, and certainly now limiting the traffic up there. So we'll keep this whole topic on the side, but when we get back to shul, the karo of hopefully in fully normal circumstances with many people safely being up there, so then we can readdress this again. But nowadays, everything's every minion is every shul has got its own thing right now. Finally, just one final point, Rav Yaakov Emden also says that in order to hit your number, let's say three being the magical number, it's okay to have a katan up there. It doesn't need to be a gadol. We really just need to have the necessary amount of people, and in the ideal safe time period, up there at the Bima. So it seems like three is a real number, but the Minog, for whatever reasons that we discussed before, has developed into four. And we should be zocha to be back in the shul, and like I said, safely having many, many people up at the Bima, and with Kriyas HaTorah, Bekarov Yameinu.